From Colorado Public Radio, I'm Andrea Dukakis, in for Ryan Warner, and this is Colorado Matters. Today we launch a series about race called Losing Ground. It's based on a new analysis of years of census data done by iNews, a nonprofit investigative news service. It shows that Blacks and Latinos are falling further behind whites when it comes to things like income, education, and owning homes. And the gap between whites and these minority groups is greater now than it was during the civil rights movement. Next week, we'll look at the findings in depth as our series continues. But today, we want to lay the groundwork by discussing the findings with Bert Hubbard of iNews. Bert crunched all of these numbers. Bert, thanks for being here.
Sure. Thank you.
Today, we have a Black president, Blacks and Latinos who head up large companies, and a growing number of minorities in Congress and in the Colorado State House. That sounds like gaining ground, not losing ground.
You know, and the success stories among Black and Latinos abound in the U.S. But if you look over the long-term trends, the gaps on education, income, and home ownership have generally widened since the civil rights era.
And we're going to talk about by how much, but what you're saying is that despite any gains, by some pretty critical measures, things are becoming less equal between whites and these minorities.
That's correct. I mean, everyone has made gains, but the thing is that the gaps between white residents and Black and Latino residents have just generally been widening over the decades, creating more and more distance between the races.
I should say, though, that studies show the gap between rich whites and poor whites is also growing.
That's correct. But what we did was we took a look at just middle class whites, Latinos, and Blacks. And the gaps are narrower there, no question. But they still exist, and they still show the same trend of widening.
Okay, let's talk about some of these gaps. Take income. What did Blacks make compared to whites back in the 60s and 70s?
Basically, in Colorado, the gaps narrowed to where Latinos and Blacks were earning a little more than 70% of what white families were earning. By 2010, that had dropped to a little over 50% for Latinos and a little over 60% for African-American families.
And you've talked to a bunch of people, heard different reasons for maybe why this is happening. Give us a sense of why the economic progress of Blacks and Latinos compared to whites seems to be eroding.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most complex situations that has occurred. A whole bunch of phenomena and trends occurred generally around the same time over the decades. One, you had affirmative action policy sort of waning. At the same time, you had the percentage of families headed by single women among Latinos and Blacks continually rising decade by decade. As someone said to us, two salaries at McDonald's is a lot better than one salary at McDonald's as far as, you know, earning a living. At the same time, manufacturing jobs declined in the U.S. due to competition. These were jobs that were well-paying jobs. You only needed a high school education. So, for example, in 1970, one out of four Latinos in Colorado were employed in manufacturing. Today, it's less than one out of 10.
And manufacturing in general tends to pay better than, let's say, a job at McDonald's.
That's correct. If you just take the situation in Pueblo with a CFNI steel mill, they were making the equivalent of $60,000 to $70,000 today versus some of the jobs down there now that are paying less than $10 an hour.
Now, you can't talk about all of this without talking about education. What were the gaps like back in the 60s and 70s, and what are they like now between whites and these minorities?
Sure. Again, in Colorado, they were generally single digits as far as the percent of Latinos and Blacks graduating from college versus whites graduating from college. Today, the white rate of college graduation is three times higher than the Latino rate and twice as high as the Black rate. It's a little different situation for high school degrees. Blacks and Latinos have made gains versus whites as far as percentage graduating from high school.
And one of the things that is just so interesting for Colorado is that those gaps now are larger than in some other places. But way back, they were narrower in Colorado.
That's correct. Income is a good example where when they narrowed the gaps to a little over 70%, it was one of the narrowest gaps in the nation. Today, they're in the bottom half of the nation as far as income gaps, college graduation gaps. The gaps for Latinos and blacks versus whites are now the largest in the nation in Colorado.
And why have we changed so much here?
I think education is the big driver. And what's happened in Colorado is two things that are going in the opposite directions. One is Colorado is attracting a lot of highly educated people from outside of the state. At the same time, they're not doing a great job of educating their own, the people that are natives in Colorado, including minorities. The spending for college education has gone down. The cost of college education has gone up, and that has really fueled these gaps, both trends.
We're speaking with Bert Hubbard of iNews, a nonprofit investigative news service. Colorado Public Radio has partnered with iNews on a series we're calling Losing Ground. An iNews analysis found there's a growing gap between whites and blacks and whites and Latinos when it comes to some critical measures, things like income, home ownership, and college education. I'm going to bring in Richard Fry of the Pew Hispanic Center. He joins us from NPR Studios in Washington, D.C. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Delighted to be with you.
You've done a study that is in some ways similar to the one we've been hearing about, but you looked at the issue of wealth in different populations and used a narrower time frame. You studied the 1990s up until just recently. What did you find?
Our study used federally collected data going to 1983, and the results are strictly valid at the national level. And what we basically found is that, yes, the wealth of the typical American household, it was rising from the 80s up to just before the Great Recession in about 2005. There were gaps, but particularly as a result of the Great Recession, the gaps between whites and African Americans and Hispanics noticeably widened since 2005. And just to sort of give you a feel for the size of these gaps, in 2010, the latest available data, the typical white American household, their net worth, which is their total nest egg, their total of what they own minus what they owe, their assets minus their liabilities, typical white had about $88,000 in net worth. Typical African American nationally, it was about $5,000. Typical Hispanic or Latino, it was about $7,000. And so the way we sort of express these gaps is in 2010, in the wake of the Great Recession, whites had about 18 times the typical wealth of African Americans, and whites had about 12 times the typical wealth of Hispanics or Latinos. Those gaps were much smaller before the Great Recession, and they were actually roughly constant from about 1983. There, the gaps between whites and blacks was about tenfold. And so the Great Recession hit the typical American household hard, but it hit the nation's minority households, at least nationally, much, much harder.
So you're saying that you look at the Great Recession, it disproportionately affected the wealth of minorities. Why is that?
The one very basic reason is that for the typical American household, most of their nest egg is in their homes. That's even more true for blacks and Latinos. Much of their wealth is in their homes. And so what has happened since, as a result of the Great Recession, is there was a very, very large meltdown in the nation's housing market nationally. As opposed to that, remember you're hearing stories that, you know, the S&P 500, financial wealth, they're now at five-year highs. In other words, basically in financial assets, those assets have sort of recovered their losses. Whereas the nation's housing market, at least nationally, it hasn't recovered much of the losses.
Now, this is really a generational thing. So we've got to look to the future next. What can you say about the future when you look at these findings? Bert?
I mean, this is a huge issue for American society. I mean, basically, in Colorado, in two generations, minority workers are going to be the majority of the workforce in the state, and it's even going to be more so probably in the U.S. and with a lot of the southwestern and eastern states. So this is paramount to the future, economic future of the U.S. and Colorado.
Richard?
I would say sort of going forward, again, sort of focusing on the typical. You know, most American households are the well-to-do do sort of think about actually doing bequests, leaving financial assets to their heirs. But I think, you know, for the typical American, I mean, what's the major way they're going to pass their wealth on to the next generation? It's not actually through, you know, actually passing on wealth in terms of physical assets and financial assets. More for the typical American household, the way they sort of improve the well-being of the next generation, their kids, is how they're able to sort of fund their kids' human capital, their education. And so I think these wealth differences in terms of sort of thinking about how they're going to play out over the future is that, again, sort of how affordable is post-secondary education and higher education, and what are the implications for whether their kids, the kinds of education that they get.
Bert, Richard, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Fry is with the Pew Hispanic Center in Washington, D.C. Bert Hubbard is with Colorado-based iNews. Our series continues Tuesday in Morning Edition and Colorado Matters. We'd like to hear your take on the stories through our Public Insight Network. Go to CPR.org and click on Public Insight in the left-hand column. Click on the Losing Ground link and share what you know.